Arctic Inupiat Offshore is the new company that's formed as a potential partner in Shell's Chukchi Sea operations. Six village corporations from across the North Slope have a stake in it, as well as the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, one of the biggest locally held companies in Alaska. Rex Rock leads the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and he's been named the president of the new company. He took the stage at a press conference Thursday to announce its launch in Anchorage.
This agreement that represents our collective vision and commitment to a sustainable economy in our villages.
The details of the agreement are still fuzzy. Arctic Inupiat Offshore will have the option to invest in Shell Oil's operations in the Chukchi Sea and get a cut of revenue back in the form of royalties. But Shell's Chukchi Sea operations have been on hold for 2 years now. This spring, a federal court upheld a challenge to Shell's leases there. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is in the middle of an environmental reassessment, which will determine whether the government was right to let Shell buy $2 billion in leases in the Chukchi back in 2008. Shell's CEO, Ben Van Beurden, discussed some of those uncertainties during a conference call with reporters on Thursday morning. He said development's inevitable in the Arctic, and Shell is still interested in being a part of it when the time is right.
We will only do it when all the conditions are fulfilled. All the technical conditions, as well as all the permit conditions, as well as, of course, the legal challenges that and blockages that need to be removed. When that will be, I don't know. It is impossible to say at this stage.
For Van Beurden, that's a pretty optimistic take on Arctic exploration. The CEO has openly questioned whether Shell's almost $6 billion investment in the Arctic is worth it since he took over back in January. His position doesn't come as a surprise to Susan Murray. She's a deputy vice president for the environmental group Oceana.
So until the time that they decide that these leases are not something worth pursuing, I think that he has to say we are looking at what we would do with this asset that we've acquired.
Murray's skeptical in part because of a recent study that Oceana conducted. The group reviewed oil and gas holdings in the Beaufort Sea and found that six companies have let their offshore leases lapse. Shell looks to be the only major player left. That definitely wasn't the focus of Thursday's press conference in Anchorage to announce Shell's partnership with Arctic Inupiat Offshore. The message was that stakeholders would have a greater say in Arctic oil development in their backyards and the opportunity to profit. Shell Vice President Pete Slaby brushed aside concerns that his company might be thinking about pulling back from the Arctic.
This is about Shell working with AIO and getting some extremely knowledgeable and savvy business partners, nothing more than that.
What's not clear is what AIO will get in return, how big a stake shareholders could eventually have in the Chukchi Sea, and whether it will pay off. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal with help from Liz Ruskin in Anchorage.